This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9.
Yes, it's time to have a look at the garden, see how we're going and see what's happening in my garden. And I've got a special guest with me this morning. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning. How are you?
We're all good here and all healthy in the garden too. We're going to talk about some herbs and compost and other stuff like that now. I want to thank you very much for coming in today. First of all, let's have a look at compost. Now, what actually is compost and why have some?
Compost is basically soil before soil before it's been broken down.
Okay, then. So, what do we do? We have a big bin for it, or do we have what do we do? We just chuck it in the back of the garden.
Well, you wouldn't want to just chuck it into the back of the garden because that could cause a fire.
Oh, okay, a bit dangerous.
Basically, well, you look at horse stables. Traditionally, the horse stables will get turned over. That's because they don't want the high nitrogen loads of the horse feces mixing
right
with the straw and starting to combust. That's why with a lot of compost designs, they'll have it aerated.
All right.
And then it'll catch liquid at the bottom.
Okay, then. So do we need to, like a big commercial bin? I've seen some whiz-bang ones that sort of turn around and like cement mixers and stuff.
Yeah, some of them are a little bit over the top, but unless you're really planning on becoming the next Paul Bango, then you don't really need something, especially for small urban design as well.
Okay, then. Now, looking at what sort of stuff goes into that that compost pile or bin or whatever, what do we put in there?
I can tell you what you don't put in there.
Right.
It would be probably easier.
Okay.
Obviously, you've got your leafy things. That's really good stuff. That'll put high nitrogen, put a lot of nutrients into the soil that you're actually creating. Let's not forget that we are creating a soil here. Things break down, we die, natural process of things. But if you're going to put things like, I would steer away completely from anything like garlic or onions.
Right.
Things that might be good for our, what we call peristaltic movement or gut movement in our intestines. We can eat chilies and stuff like that. That's actually quite good for our intestines.
Yeah.
But with worms and compost, anything that's really high in acid, like garlic or onion, it tends to scare worms away from the compost. And we need those worms in our soil because they not only provide castings with more nutrients, but they also aerate the soil.
Right. How do we get the worms into the compost? Do we actually buy them, or do they come from the garden, or
it'd be nice if we could just like
have
a lovely soil and they just like get attracted by the scent.
Right.
That'd be lovely. I think that's the ideal way. You can buy worms. I've seen, depends. Do you want to go fishing? I mean, if you buy those little wrigglers that are typically bandy, they're banded. You'll be able to use them in the garden, but you won't be able to go fishing.
Right. Now, someone said, though, I can put tea bags and eggshells in. What do you reckon?
Eggshells and tea bags, I would steer away from anything that's, foreign. And also, eggshells, they take a lot longer to break down, but they do have, I will say, they do have a lot of, like, calcium and stuff like that, other things that could be good for the soil. But I tend to, like, anything that's foreign like that, I keep separately.
Okay, then. Now, I've heard this, we need to layer things. Is that right? We put sort of soil in as well as the
veggies? That's correct. I'd put, a layer of soil.
Yeah.
I'd put, like, a layer of maybe some old paper.
Oh, right.
Newspaper. And some straw. Even use some loosened straw, which is high in nitrogens. Because it's a legume.
Right. So how often should we mix it up?
I'd say every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks.
It down as well. But you want to turn it around as well, especially when you've got straw in that compost, because that's the thing that can actually, you can start fire. So if you don't keep it turning around, the actual straw can start to combust inside and start a little fireball, and then then your green Geddes compost bin will melt.
I better start stirring mine up then. I've been stirring it for about 6 weeks, I think. Okay, that's this afternoon's job. Now, on to herbs now. Or anything more about compost? Have I missed out on anything there?
No, just keep the garlic and the onions up.
Fair enough.
You want to keep the worms into your compost, attract them to your compost, and you want to keep it aerated as well.
Right, so it gives the poor worms some wind. The herbs now. Are they difficult to grow, herbs?
I think there's a little bit of a misconception with a lot of herbs. I think it's because of where you actually buy them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're not all green thumbs, and I think that... Yeah, it's quite an easy mistake, and you're forgiven to buy a lovely sweet basil at, say, Coles,
mm-hmm.
Thinking that you can just put that in dirt and it'll continue growing. That's not the case, because a lot of the time there are the substrate or the soil profile is made up of polystyrene balls. It's like that for a reason. It came from a hydroponic stock. So therefore, it's just going to die. As soon as you put it into a soil matrix, it's just going to kill over and die. But, I would tend to go to, a local gardening, place or Masters or something like that.
Right.
And get them in punnets. Get them as seedlings. I wouldn't bother with seeds. Unless you're really serious. And I would get them in a soil. In a soil base, not a polystyrene base.
Right. Now, I've tried the seeds. It's a bit hit and miss sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, well, if they're seedlings there, you can actually see what you've got there, and you can divide them up. You'll put a basil or a sweet basil, next to something that's got a long taproot, maybe mm-hmm. something like a carrot or a cabbage. And that also divides up the competition for nutrients. So you've got one with a long taproot and one with a fibrous root.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one. So we have companion plants in the garden or the herb garden for that sort of thing.
Yeah,
that's
you great. Can even plant tomatoes next to your oregano or basil or thyme, and you'll get a lovely tomato that has a basil scent. How gay is that?
Oh, that's gorgeous. I like that.
I'm getting all over the place here.
Very good now. Any more ideas with companion planting? We mentioned the thick sort of root base versus the taproot.
Garlic is really good. Well, it's already pretty well known. I think mm-hmm. garlic is really good for your roses.
Yes, I was surprised to hear that. I've actually haven't put any in, but I will try that.
And caraway, if you've got a very, very clay soil mm-hmm. or a hydrophobic soil, which means, soil that doesn't like water, basically.
Yeah.
A lot of the time the water will bead on the top of the surface. You'll plant caraway, that naturally breaks up the soil. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about small spaces, so obviously we're going to be looking at plants in pots mainly.
Yeah.
And to me, a good way to keep the soil matrix open is to, use the old broken up pots mm-hmm. or bricks. That only keeps the soil profile open or the matrix open and to allow air mm-hmm. And also for allowing to, water it, water to flow through the aerated or porous composition of the soil. But it also, the heat will be attracted to the rocks and the bricks that are in that mm-hmm. the bottom substrate. So that'll be taken up through the roots, and you'll get a better bloom or better harvest.
Excellent. So we can plant herbs anywhere. There can be pots and be in the garden, and big pots, little pots, everywhere, pot.
everywhere, pot.
Okay, then. Thanks a lot, Jason. That's all we have time for today. We might get you back and talk about things like vertical gardens or other companion plantings.
I would love that.
And thank you very much for coming in today. I've been speaking with Jason, and you're on the Gardening 7. You're on the Great Value Radio Show. Remember, a plant is a breath of fresh air. Enjoy your gardening.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.